Okay, everybody, something major just happened, and we really have to talk about it. So we have this brand new UFO whistleblower named Jacob Barber. Who's Jacob Barber? Well, he is an ex-military man, and he is stepping forward with some bombshell claims that should have all of us paying very, very close attention. Why? Because this man says he was literally possessed by a spirit when he got close to a UFO. Think about that for a second. As he approached this so-called egg-shaped UFO that was crashed, his job was to retrieve the UFO. He was possessed by a spirit. This is his own words. He wasn't influenced. He wasn't scared. He wasn't spooked. He was taken over, possessed, okay?
As I came over this object for the pip, it was this overwhelming sense of emotion. I felt like something connected with me. I felt like something had tuned in to me and my soul. I felt like something was inside of me. I felt like I was possessed by the most beautiful spirit I'd ever been possessed by. And
was it loving?
It was loving. But there was a sense of sadness at the same time. And
had you ever had an experience like this before?
No. No, it was a very feminine energy, I'll tell you that. It felt like the spirit of God, but not in any masculine sense. And it wasn't like a soul, it was like a frequency that I was connected with. And whatever that force was since that night, it has stayed with me. And as crazy as this sounds, it's what's guiding me now.
Those of you that have been following my channel for years have heard me talk about this many, many times, that UFOs aren't what they seem, okay? They're not what they appear to be. They're part of a grand spiritual deception, and most people have never heard this side of the story before. So please share this video to get the word out, because Jacob Barber's testimony is basically the smoking gun to the whole thing. And you know what? It goes right back to the Bible in 2 Corinthians, where it says that Satan, okay, the devil, Satan, masquerades as an angel of light, okay? Folks, the devil doesn't just show up with horns and a pitchfork trying to scare the hell out of you. No, he's trying to lull you into a false sense of security. He shows up as something beautiful, something enlightening, and even loving. And that's precisely how Barber described the entity that possessed him, okay? It was a loving, feminine energy that was so overwhelming and wonderful that it brought him to tears and it changed his life forever. But you know what? That's the snare, okay? If you think you're dealing with an angel of light and you let your guard down, well, you're in trouble. Because remember, the Bible tells us to test the spirits in 1 John. So if you see a UFO, you see a glowing orb in the sky, you feel some sort of calming presence around you or something like that, what do? Do you say, oh, I feel like I love? No, you test the spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. If it's of God, it will bow down. And if not, it will recoil in terror. That's right. Spirits are terrified of Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us that the name of Jesus is above every other name and demons cower before it. So, I mean, that's as clear as you can get. What you have to do in these situations is test the spirits in the name of Jesus. Here's the thing. The most important part of Barber's testimony, it's more important than the secret retrieval programs, it's more important than the non-human technology, more important than these crafts that are being summoned, by the way, with psionic abilities. They're literally summoning these crafts using mental telepathy, rituals, and black magic, okay? This is all in the testimony here. This is all becoming mainstream news, and the Bible has been warning against it for thousands of years. The big revelation, however, is that these UFOs, or the entities behind them, have the power to possess you. Okay? That's a spiritual phenomenon, people, pure and simple, and it lines up exactly with what the Bible has warned us about all of this time. Now, remember, Satan masquerades as an angel of light, okay? He doesn't want you to see him for what he really is. So Satan himself transforms into an angel of light. The devil appears kind, loving, majestic, and angelic, and a normal person would never suspect that they're dealing with evil. But, you know, they are. Barber felt an immense, overwhelming sense of love and sadness, by the way, that disarmed him. And, you know, that's exactly how the deceptive spirit would operate. They would pull at your heartstrings. They would give you the warm and fuzzies, you know, they would slip right under your defenses because demons fear the name of Jesus, as we talked about before. Now let's talk about something else that actually coincides with this real quick. So there's mountains of testimony showing that these so-called alien abductions completely stop when the name of Jesus is called. Think about that. Now, there's a lot of researchers who are doing work in this. Joe Jordan's one of them. There's a few of them. But basically, there have been hundreds of cases in which alien abductions, UFO sightings, and all sorts of other paranormal activity stops immediately when the name of Jesus is called, because he has the ultimate authority over everything on earth, okay? Both seen and unseen. The Lord owns it all. Now, what I want you guys to understand, you see, throughout scripture, when we see demonic possessions and exorcisms, okay, and I know you might be thinking, what do demonic possessions and exorcisms have to do with UFOs? Well, this is exactly what we're talking about today, because Jesus and his disciples were constantly casting out evil spirits. If these UFOs, these entities that fly them, can possess a person, okay, remember, the devil, Satan himself, possessed Judas and made him kill himself after he turned Jesus in, okay? It's just another manifestation of the same old demonic business. And remember, the book of Job also tells us that angels were present at the creation of the earth. By definition, that means angels are extraterrestrials. They're not from earth. They watch the earth be created. So they're not terrestrial. They're extraterrestrial. They're not from our plane of existence. They're from the spiritual dimension, from another world, from the other dimensions that we don't have access to. So, what's really going on with these UFOs? Well, they're not from Zeta Reticuli, folks. They're from a fallen spiritual realm, and they're crossing dimensions. You can summon them with black magic. We've talked about this on my channel a whole lot. Just go back through. You're going to find, you know, so many videos about the black magic connection to UFOs. And also, you know, this new whistleblower, Barber, is claiming that there's a special team of psionics who summon these UFOs regularly using mental telepathy, black magic, all these things. He didn't say black magic, but telepathy is black magic, because you're going outside of the Lord to get your will implemented on this earth when you're supposed to go to the Lord for everything. So anything that doesn't go directly to the Lord first is classified as black magic. Okay, that's why I'm calling it black magic. Now, in Barber's story, in his testimony, they call it a meditation, but it's the same principle. You open yourself up to these entities, you let your guard down, and you let them in. You invite them in, because you yourself is out of the picture when you're meditating. You're not even there. You're trying to become nothing so that something else might enter you. Well, here's the thing. If they can appear and form telepathic bonds with humans, that's not advanced technology alone. That's a spiritual infiltration, okay? They call it a meditation, but it's the same principle. You open yourself up to these entities, you let your guard down, and you invite them in, and something comes through. Barber's testimony lays that out crystal clear, okay? Now, he's not the only one that says this. This has been a running theme throughout the ages. It's just that the mainstream ufologists, like all the people that are pushing the same narrative, never talk about this stuff. Never. Why? Because they're only focused on what they focus on, their little echo chamber, okay? And let them have their own echo chamber. And we're going to be talking about real stuff here, just like we always have been. So, the bigger picture, okay? The big deception. I believe that this has something to do with the end times deception that Matthew talks about. Oh, and by the way, this is crazy. So at the end of the video, the very end, the whistleblower, Jacob Barber, he ends the video basically by saying, quoting Matthew, quoting the Bible, by saying, by their fruits they will be known. And that's pretty interesting he says that, because his fruits, right, of doing this is showing him for what he really is. He's showing that he is bad fruit, because he is leading people astray. If this phenomenon leads people away from the truth of the gospel, which he is, obviously, because that's the whole purpose of this whole UFO movement, is to deceive people and lead them away from the gospel, when in fact the gospel is what is proving this all along. It's not what they're doing. It's not this whole mainstream ufology. It's the back end of it that's proving it. You know, that's the fruit test too, because if this phenomenon leads people away from the truth of the gospel and the truth of God into a worship of science, technology, or some benevolent alien beings that possess them and make them feel loving and all these things, well, guess what? According to the Bible, that's rotten fruit. So by him saying that quote at the end of the video, he's showing us exactly who he's working for. And he's showing us that Satan is the one that's pulling the strings behind this, okay? Now, from a biblical standpoint, we've got a very, very strong case that these UFOs are paving the way for an ultimate end times deception. You know, Revelation warns about signs and wonders that could deceive even the elect if it were possible. And, you know, we've talked about all these other things that Satan is the prince and the power of the air. Okay, well, guess what? Interdimensional craft, messing with our minds, possessing people, claiming to be our saviors. Yeah, you know, that's a textbook example of a setup for the end times deception. So imagine this scenario. These UFOs, they show up, and I've covered this before, but I'm going to say it again. These UFOs show up, they claim they're here to fix the planet, to help us evolve, to unify humanity, to give us peace, love, joy, and harmony, all these amazing things, right? Well, meanwhile, they're infiltrating our governments, messing with people's bodies through implants and other sort of medical things that we've heard about for years. And now we hear about them possessing people. Full-on possession. That's the biggest red flag out there, folks. These beings can possess people, just like the demons possess people in the Bible. And Jesus himself was the one who removed these demons because they were scared of him, okay? So a quick summary of Barbara's testimony and why it really, really matters, because it does matter, because what we're seeing now, as I've talked about before, is going to be just the beginning. Things are going to escalate very quickly from here, people, and do not get caught off guard. All right, so Barbara reveals a secret government program that its goal is to retrieve, reverse engineer, and, you know, try and figure out how they work, these non-human entities, crafts, okay? These UFOs, UAP, whatever you want to call them. He personally retrieved the egg-shaped UFO, and I'm going to put the video on of it right here. What you are watching is actual video, supposedly, of this egg-shaped UFO that made him become possessed by a spirit. He was possessed by the spirit that was a beautiful, loving force, and he couldn't explain it, and it made him feel all these, you know, ooey-gooey things. Other team members, though, however, got physically sick, radiation-like symptoms. They had bizarre psychic experiences. They were matching known phenomenon of demonic oppression, okay? This has been documented for thousands of years, and they are matching it every single point along the way. You know, the psionic teams using, you know, black magic or meditations to summon these UFOs. This is occult practices, people. And he ends it by telling us, by their fruits you will know them. Okay, he's quoting Matthew, and he's literally telling us that we need to watch the reaction to this to see, hey, the devil is behind this. This is literally Satan's work, and he's letting us know by telling us to look at the fruits. His fruits are most certainly rotten, 100% rotten, and he's literally telling us, hey, as he's giving us a hint, look who's behind this. We're not hiding anymore. We're now out in the open. That's why he's telling us to look at his fruits, because we know it's rotten.
Paraphrase the book of Matthew. You will know us by our fruits. Stay tuned in and watch what our new project is about to do.
So Ephesians 6:12 tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the archons, the authorities, cosmic creators, and the spiritual wickedness in high places. High places, the air and the skies, okay? And the heavens. These are the high places. And where do we see UFOs coming from? The air and the sky, from the high places. The Bible is literally warning us about UFOs this whole time. These egg-shaped crafts have appeared throughout history in multiple sightings. This guy is not the first one to bring up these egg-shaped crafts. Lonnie Zamora's, we have Levland, etc. I mean, there's just Google egg-shaped crafts. It's been around for like 50 years or so. The properties behind them, the radiation, the weird metals. This is all stuff that we've known about for a very, very long time. So nothing here is new except for the possession part, which isn't really new to us. It's new to the mainstream. Now we have firsthand accounts of spiritual possession tied directly to getting up close with a UFO. You see, guys, this is a warning. Test the spirits, call in the name of Jesus Christ, and you'll see exactly who these UFOs really are. They're the same lying spirits that have been deceiving humanity since the Garden of Eden. And you know what? They're gearing up for one last end times push. And, you know, we know how that's going to end. They lose. But for some reason, they think they're going to win. And we know they won't. It's been written. But they're still going to try. And the Lord's allowing them to try this. So what do you do? You know, don't be seduced by these angels of light. Don't fall for this plan. Don't believe what they're saying. Take everything with a grain of salt and test it with the scriptures. Stay grounded in scriptures, guys. Stay vigilant and remember the name of Jesus breaks the hold that all these beings have, okay? It's high time that we realize that these so-called aliens, all they are is wolves. They're wearing interdimensional sheep's clothing, okay? But they're still wolves in sheep's clothing. They're leading us right down the path to destruction. So that's the message, everybody. I just want to warn you about this guy because obviously the possession thing is a big deal. And you know what? Things are literally about to probably get pretty weird. So stay tuned, stay grounded in scripture, and God bless you all.